U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan has made charter schools a cornerstone of his plans for reform. I wish he would explain why. I'd especially like Duncan to comment on an emotional outburst that occurred during a course I taught for new teachers at Cal State East Bay. I'd invited Francisco, a program graduate, to return as a guest speaker. After only 3 years in the trenches of Oakland schools, he'd already founded his own charter. Francisco and his young faculty, fellow malcontents from the first school where he taught, spent their summers educating neighborhood families about the charter school, inviting one and all to enroll, but making it clear that every parent and every child would have to adhere to a strict contract of responsibilities. During the school year, they labored more than 12 hours a day to ensure each child both faced rigorous challenges and received enough individualized support to meet them. Thus, Francisco and his colleagues created an almost unimaginable oasis of hope for some of Oakland's apparently hopeless children. I doubted, however, that their vision would be sustainable, much less replicable. How long could they continue to make the charter the center of their lives? How many other Oakland schools could ever hope to follow their model? But what an inspiring speaker Francisco would be for the new teachers in my class, or so I thought. Once Francisco finished his presentation, one of those teachers responded, his voice tremulous with fury, "I just started teaching at your former school. What are my colleagues and I supposed to do now that you've lured away most of our best teachers, strongest students, and involved parents? The children you left behind, my students, are no less deserving than yours. What do you have to say to them who now languish in the school your charter devastated?" After a stunned silence, Francisco replied only that he'd given up on Oakland's public schools and so had attempted to save at least a few kids from them. I wonder, is that Secretary of Education Arne Duncan's answer as well? With a perspective, I'm Dave Ellison.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.